After being sworn in by King Willem-Alexander, Prime Minister Mark Rutte starts his fourth term in office. Rutte is the longest-serving European leader, together with Viktor Orbán from Hungary, and nearly the longest-serving prime minister in Dutch history.
He has to give us the feeling that he's the old one, but it is a new era with new ideas and with to try to be again connected with the people.
Can he do that?
I don't know. That's a big question.
The Netherlands has become increasingly polarized since the start of the pandemic, with nearly weekly anti-government protests. Dozens of protesters held a rally during the cabinet inauguration.
The first issue on the agenda is to regain trust. Research shows that trust in politics, politicians and state institutions has gone down from 70% to 29% in the past year. The main question is now, can the same prime minister and the same coalition parties win this back?
After Rutte's government was forced to resign early last year, the new cabinet looks very much the same as the old one. But instead of putting a cap on spending, this one aims to allocate billions of dollars to climate policies and housing, and aims to be more pro-European. Many Dutch voters aren't impressed.
I think it will be the same as last. So if the prime minister stays, it stays the same.
Totally nothing. I don't expect anything at all. It can't get any worse than it is already.
The main frustration is the way the government has handled the COVID pandemic. Compared to other European nations, the Netherlands has strict lockdown measures in place, with public places, shops and restaurants closed due to high infection rates and a late start of the booster campaign.
What I experience in the Netherlands is a political leadership that really follows the trends in society rather than leads it. It seems that in the Netherlands, looking at the polls and looking at the sentiment in the population is more important for your political decisions in the next 3 weeks than really having a vision and leading the population to that vision.
While many hope that this government will offer a long-term vision to handle the pandemic, the current lockdown, which is in place until the end of this week, will most likely be extended. Stap Vassen, Al Jazeera, The Hague.